Studios from Gadsden State Community College, President Alan Smith and Police Chief Jay Freeman. Gentlemen, we appreciate you coming in and being with us.
Very excited to be here this morning, Jerry. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's our pleasure, Alan, to have you in. And, of course, now you are serving as president now. You've been appointed as president of Gadsden State and been there a month. How are you settling in?
Well, I feel like I'm settling in pretty well. I hit the ground running. Having the experience being there at different capacities as a leader at the college has helped me in some ways. But we've got some great things going and getting in. I'm really excited. This time of the year, we have our fall semester starting back, and that's happening on Monday. And we've got many people taking classes on all of our different campuses. And we're also doing a good bit of dual enrollment opportunities. Excited about that, and we have plenty of seats available in any of our academic or health science or technical programs. If somebody wants to sign up, they can do that online, and there's a lot of opportunities for students to get scholarships and financial assistance, so it's very affordable.
Gadsden State's been a great asset to the region for many, many years, and then we were thrilled when we were able to get the Cherokee campus here. That was huge for our area and for the students in the area.
Oh, absolutely. I have some great stories personally connected to the Cherokee campus. My niece attended all of her health science classes and graduated and is now an RN, and she was able to take all of her classes at the Cherokee campus. We have some wonderful programs that we're looking at bringing to Cherokee. Health science is really booming there, and we are also doing things where we're having non-credit or workforce credit classes where we teach people simple things about bulldozer operations, skid steer. It's not so simple when you get right down to it, but we teach a lot of things that we're doing there and looking for more things that we're doing. It's a beautiful campus, and we're hoping to expand in the coming years.
Well, we hope that you continue to expand, because well, I know there's a lot of students that come from across the state line, from Northwest Georgia, over in the area here, and take classes on our campus here. And we're thrilled to be able to have that service here for them. And, of course, hopefully some of them will move into the area and stay.
Absolutely. You know, the health sciences that come from Northwest Georgia, we have an agreement with the WIOA office out of Rome so that students can come, and many of those students can get financial assistance and get that program paid for, because that's a high wage, high demand career. But that option is available for not only students from Northwest Georgia, but for any student in the state of Alabama. And we are hopefully retaining those students to work in our healthcare facilities and do other great things here in our area.
Well, since you've assumed the role and the president there, how's it changed your day-to-day operations, or has it?
Well, I don't know that it's changed my day-to-day operations. I've always been a hardworking guy. I was raised by some grandparents on a farm, and I knew that I needed to get up early and stay up late to get everything done. But I do have a different perspective. You know, I take the job with great honor and enthusiasm, being the president of Gadsden State. We have 5,000 students, and that's across five different counties. And I'm an alumni of Gadsden State, and it means a lot to me. I was able to get a college education because of Gadsden State provided me the opportunity to go to school at night. It was affordable, and I was able to move on. So I take it very seriously, and I know that we have so many people in our communities that can benefit from what we have to offer at Gadsden State, and we have something for everybody. So with that, you know, maybe the saying is, with great honor comes great responsibility. I'm a hardworking, plain, no-nonsense type of guy. I have been my whole life, and being the president at Gadsden State, I bring a very people-oriented approach, and I'm doing everything I can to connect us with all of our communities, whether that's our high schools or our adult education opportunities or our people that just want to come back to college and take a class for self-interest. We're doing everything we can with that.
Well, they couldn't have found anyone else that would have more knowledge than Alan Smith, because they picked an alumnus there. You graduated from Gadsden State, and you know it from the inside out. You've been there several years.
Thank you, Jerry. Yes, I've been there. Had a number of roles there. I was an adjunct instructor, been an interim adult education director at times, and wore hats as dean of workforce development and vice president, oversaw capital projects and a lot of different things. So I do have a history, a long time with the college there. Haven't been employed there as long as some of our great faculty members that have been doing some great things there for many, many years, but it's definitely a passion.
No, it is. And a couple of years ago, Gadsden State added a police force, and we're honored to be able to bring in Chief Freeman and as the chief. And what was it like on day one when you were the only officer there?
Well, thank you, Jerry. Thank you for having us up here. I want to echo what President Smith said about being people-oriented, because we are driven by safety and keeping people safe. But yes, sir, on day one, I showed up and walked in my office, and I thought, I got my hands full. You know, it's going to be challenging, but I knew that, but also very rewarding as I sit here 2 years later to talk to you about a great team that we have. And we put people first, customer service is at our highest priority, and safety, so we're always looking to do things better.
Why was it important to develop and have a police force on campus?
Yes, sir. I think, as you can see, ACCS, which is Alabama Community College System, they have incorporated police departments all over the state of Alabama. So I think with just the heightened security that they were looking for, we were able to meet that. And you know, obviously I have high standards when it comes to training and developing our team. So I think that the way that we've been able to pursue training and keep that at our highest priority, I think that it's very noticeable across our campuses that we're there to take care of our staff, students, and faculty, and guests, and anyone that comes on our campuses.
How many officers do you have now? I know you've been growing.
Yes, sir. So we have 13 that were full-time and part-time. So and then we still have our public safety officers there as well to help us. When I got there, you know, they had some relationships that they had established before I got there. So that was a good transition for me to be able to use them to help kind of bridge that gap.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that your employees there at Gadsden State, as well as the student body, feels much more comfortable when they see the presence of officers on their campus.
Yes, sir. I think so too. I've had a lot of good feedback, and you know, a lot of programs that we've been able to start. Behavioral intervention team was a big program, because that kind of identifies early problems in somebody that would be having some type of issues, that we're able to intervene and get them the help they need. One of our officers, Sergeant David Bankston, he's deputizes up in the mental health world through the probate office to be able to intervene and give help if needed. So I think, you know, the women's self-defense has obviously been a huge hit.
Sure.
For us, huge hit. Every time that we have a class, we have, you know, 50, 60 people show up and sign up. The basic civilian firearms class that we have has been very, very important. So I think the community outreach has been something that, you know, and President Smith can touch on this, but I think the community outreach, because when I took the job, you know, I looked at the community and community college, and I thought to myself, that's super important. This community and community college, I feel like it needs to be enhanced, and we need to be able to get out and reach people and bring them on our campuses.
Are your officers mainly right there in Gadsden, or are you spread across all the campuses?
Yes, sir. So we have 5 campuses and 3 counties, so we have officers working daily at every campus. So we have multiple events going on. You know, like President Smith said, we got the fall semester about to kick off, which will, you know, have sports coming back, and all the athletes will be back, and the different events that we have at Gadsden State. So there's thousands of people on campus every day, and it's great to see that. The interaction that we get to have with the public, with the staff, students, and faculty is amazing, and I truly enjoy it.
When you go to recruit, are you recruiting certified officers, or are you looking to train and bring them in from ground level?
Yes, sir. So we have hired all certified officers since I've been there. We're always looking to expand, though, our arsenal. We're always looking to see who's out there that we're able to get and who can be an asset for us, because we're always looking to improve our team.
Well, with your team across those 5 campuses, as many students as you have, I'm sure that could influence some of your students to want to go into law enforcement.
Yes, sir, that is correct. I've had several students come to me and say that they're interested in criminal justice and interested in, you know, being an investigator one day or working for the FBI. There's many, many facets to law enforcement. So anything that we can do, I've sat down with many of them to try to help them, guide them along to help better suit what they're looking for in their career.
Absolutely. Alan, anything new you got coming that you want to share with us this morning? I know you're always doing things different and bringing people in and changing and bringing in new programs.
Well, yes, we have quite a few things that we're excited about. We've got some new programs. We're starting at our Cherokee campus through some dual enrollment opportunities. And with the fall semester, we're looking to grow. Hopefully our numbers will continue to rise. We're up yesterday, as I checked on our enrollment, we're looking very solid with that. And we have some good things coming very soon this fall. Gadsden State started 100 years ago as the Alabama School of Trades. And 60 years ago, Gadsden State Junior College was formed. So we're combining that along with our other campuses that have celebrated birthdays. And our Cherokee campus is coming on about 24 years now. We're having a celebration coming up soon this month on August 27 there. And we'll be, you can look at our website to find that. But we're having a really big get together on September 16th at 1:30. We're calling it our 100 year celebration. We're having alumni from all over come in. And on our social media, those of you that are on social media, we'd like for you to go on there. And we've put some instructions out. We're asking for 100 people that have had their lives positively touched or impacted by Gadsden State to do a testimonial video. We've got some very good instructions of how you can do that from your phone. Send it to us. We might put it on our social media platforms if that's all right. But we want people to come out and be a part of that 100-year celebration. We're also excited that we'll be opening our baseball and softball field very soon. And on that same day, on September 16th, we're going to have an open house immediately after that celebration so we can look at the baseball and softball field. And we have a game pending, a fall game with another community college that we might possibly be playing that day as well. Hopefully we will. So we've just got a lot of great opportunities moving forward this fall. And as Chief Freeman mentioned, there's a lot of outreach that his department does with, we do continuing education classes at Gadsden State. He teaches self-defense classes, and his officers do a great job with that. I just want to compliment Chief Freeman for all the great work that he's done at Gadsden State over the past couple of years. He approaches everything with a very high level of professionalism. He's a man of integrity and really has a servant's heart. And that shows with what he does as the chief of police, how he wants to not only be there for safety and security, but also be very community-minded. And we're excited about that. And that's a theme that we're moving on at Gadsden State. We're all about a college for the community is what we want to be.
And that's the reason it's called Community College.
Absolutely.
Because it's based in the communities and very well serves the communities and all. Now, that 100 people that for video, I'm sure you're going to get a lot more than that. Because I think that would be easy, if nothing else, just from the nursing school.
Oh, yes.
But it's been across so many other spectrums other than that.
I've had people tell me since I've been at Gadsden State over the years so many wonderful stories. There's a lady that's probably close to 80 years old that told me about her father, after he served in World War II, came back to the Alabama School of Trades and learned how to be a welder. Yeah. And how that enabled her family to be successful. And that's really how she got to go to college, because her father knew how to be a welder that he had learned down there. Going back, 100 years, it's a lot of lives and a lot of great things. But even at Gadsden State, as I went, it wasn't quite 100 years ago. We're getting close to between 35 and 40, but how it impacted and gave me my start. So, anything that we can do to make it easy for people to tell their story, we'd want to share that, because we really are wanting to, have our community involved with everything we do.
Absolutely. Well, you do a great job there serving all the communities across the Northeast Alabama area, as well as across the state line in Georgia. And we appreciate all you do. Gentlemen, anything you want to leave with our listeners before we cut away? Chief?
Hey, Jerry. Yes, sir. President Smith brought this up, but I think one way to stay engaged with us is go to our Facebook pages, like our Facebook pages, Gadsden State Community College, Gadsden State Police Department. There's many Gadsden State Athletics. There's many different facets to be able to log on and kind of get the information instantaneously as it flows out. So I think that would be something that I would like for your subscribers and people listening to be able to go do and like our Facebook pages.
All right.
And I would just like to say our classes are starting Monday, but we're enrolling and registering students all the way up to the end of next week. We have buy one, get one opportunities for most any resident in Cherokee County, whether you're an adult or you work for a company that is affiliated with a chamber, or you've graduated high school. We're honoring that, so you can get half price with essentially with these buy one get one opportunities. And we have a ton of scholarships, and we also have a reimbursement program where if you get a high wage, high demand credential, your education will be reimbursed. You have to put the money up front. When you're done with that, it'll be 100% reimbursed, up to two full semesters, which is essentially a year. We've got so many great opportunities. You can go to gadstonstate.edu, do all of the registration online. If you're not wanting to come to campus, you just want to take a class or two and learn about it online, we have plenty of opportunities for you to do that as well.
Well, you just added that Haas, and we didn't even have time to talk about that. That Haas Training Center out there, that's amazing.
It is. We really didn't even get into the entire center. We're looking at a large enrollment there. We still have opportunities for people to get there, but we built a 50,000 square foot facility. We have some wonderful programs in there that lead to high wage, high demand. The companies that are out there, that are growing, that are looking for skilled employees, love the things that we're doing there, and we have so many different opportunities inside that center alone.
Well, Gadsden State's improving the lives of so many people out there and touching so many this year. 5,000 students, wow, that is huge. And gentlemen, we appreciate the great job you do. We want to get scheduled to come back in, and we'll get more on that training center next time, Alan.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it.
We are too. Thank you, Jerry, for taking time to come in and be with us. I know you've got other things scheduled today, and we hope that you have a great day.